Macmillan Audio presents This Is the Way the World Ends, how droughts and die-offs, heat waves and hurricanes are converging on America, by Jeff Nesbitt. Read for you by the author. Introduction. Harbinger. Our world is in trouble. While it may not appear that way in America quite yet, the signs are emerging here and there if we're willing to look closely enough. Spring planting seasons start just a bit earlier and are slightly more chaotic. Extended droughts in Texas and parts of the Southwest sometimes force cattle farmers to move entire herds north for water. Tiny creatures like the American pika are running out of options in the West because they've already moved higher up on their mountains. Police cars in South Florida now have to be protected for the first time to keep salt water from rusting them out below. Each one is a small, barely perceptible change in an America with bigger problems at the moment. More immediate questions stare us in the face when we wake each day. Can I make the rent payment at the end of the month? What if my car breaks down and I can't get to work? What if I get really sick and can't pay my health care bills, or I can't visit a free health clinic for advice and treatment because it's now hundreds of miles away? Will I ever be able to save any money? Should I be worried that people who aren't like me start taking jobs where I work or move into my neighborhood? Should I limit places I visit because I might be attacked? Are my kids getting the kind of education they need? These are real immediate concerns. They crowd in on our day, pressing on us from all sides. We don't have time to wonder or even worry about monarch butterflies that need to keep moving north because their habitats are being disrupted. We have no sympathy for wealthy patrons of exclusive ski resorts whose favorite mountaintop playgrounds teeter on the edge of insolvency because snowpacks are no longer predictable during the winter. It isn't our problem that serious water resource issues in California's Central Valley now cause tens of thousands of itinerant migrant workers to walk miles just to get fresh water. That's someone else's problem and doesn't affect us. If almonds become too expensive because it takes so much water to grow them, we can always buy peanuts. If alfalfa, which also fights for increasingly scarce water resources in California's Central Valley, doesn't make sense as food for cows, can't they just find something else to grow for the source of the McDonald's hamburgers we buy at the end of the food chain? These small changes in the American landscape hardly seem worth our time right now. No one can say with absolute certainty what's causing them. Earth is made up of millions of local ecosystems, interconnected in ways that none of us can fathom. It doesn't seem quite logical that massive amounts of industrial air pollution in a country like China, halfway around the world, would have any real connection to our daily lives in America. Why would it? The terrible smog that envelops Beijing or Shanghai more and more is their problem, not ours. If China buys 2/3 of all the soybeans grown in the world now, and may be forced to buy all of them within a decade, what's that to us? The fact that hundreds of millions of people are forced to burn wood or fossil fuels to heat their homes and cook their meals and barely manage to live from one day to the next is someone else's problem. The growing haze from coal-fired plants near big cities and dozens of developing nations that blackens the sky even during the day is unfortunate, but not something we have the bandwidth to care about. The fact that their lives are shadowed each day by a black sky seen through the haze of smog, soot, and smoke is something that other people will deal with. After all, we can see blue, sunny skies in America anytime we feel like it. We've forgotten that this blue sky was a freedom we fought for in America for decades. What seems to matter is that we have it now, not what we had to do in order to win the freedom to see that blue sky when we want. Black carbon rises into the atmosphere from millions of homes, hut stoves, forest fires, tailpipes from trucks burning diesel oil, brick kilns, and elsewhere as soot. This black carbon is nearly as responsible for trapping heat on Earth as its unseen, invisible cousin,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?